Midterms, secret meetings, and Social Security's six-year countdown. With 75 days until November 3rd, Polymarket prediction markets give Democrats an 88% probability of flipping the House, while the Senate sits within a single percentage point of either outcome. The House confidence is driven largely by redistricting effects, generic ballot polling, and the historical pattern of the out-of-power party gaining seats when public approval of an ongoing war is mixed. The Senate toss-up reflects genuinely competitive individual races where candidate quality and local factors dominate national trends. A reportedly covert meeting between House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law and informal advisor, signals where the political center of gravity may actually be, even as politicians publicly maintain opposition stances. The practical question is what deals could plausibly cross that divide: Social Security reform, immigration terms, or the structure of the Iran conflict are the most likely candidates. The fact that the meeting reportedly happened at all suggests both sides see some value in dealmaking that could survive a potential power shift in November. Trump's South Carolina rally warning that a House Democratic majority would immediately move to impeach him functions simultaneously as a mobilization tool and arguably as an accurate prediction. The strategic calculation is transparent. If Republican voters treat every congressional race as a presidential referendum, the party has a better chance of holding a chamber that prediction markets already favor Democrats to flip. The Michigan Senate race is growing ugly. Democratic candidate Abdul El-Sayed publicly told Vice President Vance to leave my name out of it after Vance made campaign comments touching on El-Sayed's background and religion. The clash over Sharia law and race represents a broader pattern in several Senate battlegrounds where Republicans are leaning into cultural and identity arguments, placing Democrats in a difficult position. Engage and risk amplifying the argument, or ignore it and let it define the candidate in voters' minds. The most durable policy issue of the cycle may be Social Security. The trust fund's projected depletion date has accelerated to late 2032, 6 years away, not a distant abstraction. And Trump is reportedly looking very seriously at Australia's superannuation model, which requires mandatory employer-funded savings contributions from every worker. The political challenge of transplanting a system that has been mandatory and universal in Australia since 1992 is enormous. But the fact that a Republican administration is studying it at all represents a meaningful departure from prior Social Security debate.